Hello, this is Leah McCullough, affectionately known as the Fibro Lady, and this is the Fibro Quantum Leap 2018. This is call one. So welcome to the call, and thanks to everybody for showing up.
Thank you.
This is a very interactive group, so you guys can pipe up. The phone lines are open. That's what we do. So I wanted to, there's probably going to be a couple more people joining us as we go along, but just to get started, I just want to give an overview of the program, what we're going to be doing, and then I want to get to know you guys a little bit better. So if there's a lot of noise going on in your background, you can mute yourself, but otherwise I have the lines open so you guys can all talk. We can all talk and pipe up, and I'll be calling on people too. So everybody gets a chance to join in on the conversation. So the way we go about this, on call one, it's more of getting to know you and a lot of information, and then you guys deciding how you're going to proceed with the Fibro Quantum Leap, and we're going to write down everybody's what they've decided to do. And then in a week, we're going to meet back again, and we're going to go over what happened with that. Like, what did you actually do? How did that work out for you, and what questions? Because usually in the first week when you start doing something, you have a ton of questions. Then after that, we meet 2 weeks after that, because that gives you some time to really kind of go through things and get back. We'll have some questions. And then from that point, you decide what you were going to do from that point in the future. And then we have our fourth call, which is an individual call with me, your one-on-one bonus call, and we can help set up for what you're going to do going forward. Going towards complete health recoveries is actually the ultimate goal. So that's what's what. And did you guys get the emails and everything okay?
Yeah.
Is that Michelle or Karen? You
said, yeah. That's Michelle. All right, this is
okay.
Leah, yeah, I did not get it the first time, but I did get what you just sent me, so I think I'm okay.
All right. I was double checking everything this morning to see, you know, what things were going out and what weren't. So technology is great when it works.
Yep.
And I'm not a technical whiz. I have people who help me with all that stuff, but I have to be able to do some of the stuff on my own, and I do, but sometimes it's not, what do you call it? Like, I do the same thing over and over, but I get different results, so it makes me insane. So there's that. Okay, well, we have actually quite a few people in the group. I'm surprised there's only two of us on the call for now, two of you guys on the call for now, but we have actually about a dozen people who are supposed to show up. So we'll see how it goes as it goes, and we might have to repeat this call. I don't know. Whatever it's going to take to get people help, that's what I do. Okay, so just to get started, to get everybody kind of in a, like, kind of a future-focused mood, I want you guys just to sit back, relax, and get real comfortable. Take a deep breath. And I want you to think about, before we get started on all the details and all that stuff, I just want you to think about what you would do, what would you want to do if and when you're recovered from fibromyalgia. You have more energy, less pain, or no pain. You have clarity of thought. You're able to move around. You're able to come and go as you want. What would you want to do? And just to give an example, there was something impossible I wanted to do. So when I was in college, even though I'm from Kentucky, I never got to ride a horse. And when I was in college, I finally got to learn horseback riding. And I loved it. I loved it as more than I ever thought I would. When I was a little girl, I always wanted to ride horses. So finally got to ride a horse when I was in college. Because of money and jobs and all that stuff later, I never got to get back to it. Well, I thought, you know, I'm never going to get back to it because a bunch of impossible things would have to happen. First, I'd have to recover from fibromyalgia. Completely impossible. The other thing is, I'd have to lose a bunch of weight because, you know, you can't be 250 pounds and getting up on a horse. Well, they don't like it too much. So you can, but the horses don't like it. they take one look at me and they're like, oh, not the fat lady. You know? So I just, and, you know, our riding boots didn't fit. So that would be impossible. And so those, you know, there was just a lot of things to overcome. Well, so the first impossible thing happened. I recovered from fibromyalgia. The second possible thing happened. I lost like 70 pounds. Part of it was the result of recovering. Part of it was, you know, a concerted effort to lose weight, which I couldn't have done when I was symptomatic. And then, you know, I ran into this lady who she taught horseback riding lessons. And she was 70, and she was teaching lessons and full time and everything. So it was pretty cool. And I started horseback riding. And I only had to stop because I became pregnant, which was the third impossible thing to happen. So, and I say impossible with quotation marks, obviously, more like improbable. But so the other improbable, impossible thing happened was that I got pregnant at 41 for my first and only time. And I have a beautiful, healthy 8-year-old now. So who is on spring break this week. So if you hear a little voice in the background, I'm apologizing in advance. Anyway, so let's see. Let's go to Karen first. So I want you to think about, when you're recovered, what would you like to do with yourself?
Wow. Well, some of the things are physical in nature, but there's also some things I've wanted to do that I keep postponing because of the just total lack of energy, not just physical, but mental. And one of those is I have an acoustic guitar sitting in my living room. It's been there about 3 years, and I'm a huge music person. And it's always been my dream to learn how to play the guitar. Physically, I'm kind of a type A, so I probably push myself beyond what most fibro patients do. Whether that's good or bad, I'm not sure. But physically, I get what needs to be done, but of course, I pay the price.
Right.
And I just think, you know, I've also wanted to do some writing.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those things just fall by the wayside because, you know, working full time in a stress, I have somewhat of a stressful role. And maintaining my house and so forth, even though my kids are grown, that's about all I can handle. And it's kind
right.
of sad because there's so many other things. And like you, Leah, I'm an animal. I love animals. I would love to do horseback riding. But just not even, you know, the physical energy isn't there, but just the mentally is
right.
just draining. So, yeah, those are just a few things that come to my mind right away. I'm sure there's a lot more, but those are kind of what I'm thinking of that would really enrich my life.
Oh, Karen, I forgot to tell everybody to say their name, where they're from. So could you say your name and where you're from?
Okay, my name is Karen, and I'm from Chicago. I grew up in Chicago. I live in the suburbs of Chicago, little town called Lamont, and work in Oak Brook, which is where I'm at right now. But,
okay, awesome. Yeah, I'll be in Chicago tomorrow.
Yay-hoo.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so next we have somebody in from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Who's that?
I think that's me. Deirdre?
Deirdre, hi. How are you?
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm good, thanks. How are you? I'm actually I live in Fairfield, which is the next town over, but you know, my phone number is Bridgeport. That's the way they do it in Connecticut for some reason.
Yeah.
Originally I'm from New York. I grew up in Yonkers, which is right outside New York City. And moved up to Connecticut with my husband when he got a job working for Whole Foods, even before
wow.
it was Whole Foods. It was in 1995.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he still works there. It's been 23 years, and you know, we live up here. We own a house. It's lovely, but you know, I can't take care of it. And
right.
He is very busy. He works in the regional office. His name is Andrew. He's wonderful. And we're going to have our 25th wedding anniversary in like 3 weeks. So,
congratulations.
Thank you. I can't believe how, I mean, like, I really hit the jackpot with this guy. Like, you know, I'm very lucky. But, you know, what's happening now is that I'm just realizing that, you know, and I just turned 50. And I'm realizing that, you know, it's lovely having this home and everything, but, you know, we need to make a change, you know, because he's commuting to Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, if anybody knows that area.
Yeah.
It's like he's commuting like 3 hours a day. So basically, yeah, I can't take care of the house that well. Or at all, sometimes at times, especially lately, I've been having really bad flare-ups.
So what we did was we talked about, just to get before we got into the details of the program, we talked about you know, basically why we're kind of focusing on what would we do, what are we going to do when we recover, like what is, and that's when I was. So you came in when Karen was talking about. Her acoustic guitar and writing, and that you missed my horseback riding story. So
I did. I caught the beginning.
Take a breath.
And then I missed the bone. Sorry.
Take a breath. And I'd really like to know that if you had no pain or way less pain, you had more energy, you had all your capacities about you, what activity would you like to be doing? And it doesn't have to be physical, but what activity how would you like to be spending your time?
Oh my gosh. Does it have to be just one thing?
No.
Well, you know, I used to be an artist.
Wow.
I like to still say I am, but yeah. And I still do a little bit, but I feel like I've really lost it and I want to get back to it. And I want to, you know, I want to bring the art into something, you know, like I know you guys are talking about animals. I love dogs. And if I could, I would, you know, spend all my time with them. I kind of do already, but, and yeah, so.
I'm a dog lover too, so I feel you on that.
And I just, you know, I would love to, push my art in a direction towards dogs. I mean, I know that sounds, you know, dog portraits, dog stuff. I mean, it's you know, it sounds a little goofy, but it's not. And actually, what I'm really passionate about are rescue dogs. Both my dogs, all of my dogs that I've ever had have been rescues. And I feel like, you know, when you see, it's a dog merchandise, it's always, you know, like, oh, this pick a breed, you know, poodle, Pekingese, whatever. I'm all about the mutts. So I feel like I want to be a mutt artist. And I want to be able to, I want to be able to also, you know, enjoy hobbies and fun things with my husband. He plays the guitar. He doesn't really play anymore, which is a shame. He was really good when we first met. He got accepted into Berklee College of Music. He's great, but he's got to get back to that. And I feel like he can't do it because he's too busy taking care of me. And I want to sing, even if we just sit around our living room and do it. I don't care if anybody hears this. It's so much fun to do that. And just get into things where, you know, I want to sing. I would love to learn how to surf. We go out to Montauk at the end of Long Island.
Wow.
Sing and surf.
That's awesome.
I have a long list, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Really spend the rest of my time, you know, kind of devoting to art. And also, yeah, that's it.
Right.
So that's it. Right. Yeah, that's all of it. And our time's up now. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So. Okay, so Michelle, and so tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what are you going to do, or what would you like to think about doing when you recover?
So I am from Connecticut, actually. I'm from a town called Southington originally.
Uh-huh.
And right now, my husband and I live in Philadelphia. And so I'm going to try not to get, like, emotional talking about this. It's hard for me to talk about, but I used to be really, really active, and I used to lift weights and rock climb and hike and do yoga, and that is, like, I would love to be able to go back to working out 5 days a week and not being limited in what I could do.
Mm-hmm.
I would also love to be able to travel, and we only got married in June of last year, but we haven't been able to go on our honeymoon yet. So
oh, wow.
To be able to go on our honeymoon.
Wow.
You're
going to make me cry. Don't do that. I got to work. Michelle, I don't want to mess with you. Michelle, thank you so much for sharing that with us. So where are you guys wanting to go on your honeymoon?
We actually just want to go to Big Sur in California because we love, like, the
beautiful
outdoors. So I've never been to California. My husband has, but we want to go out there.
All right.
Aww.
It's a beautiful place. It's really beautiful. So I've got good news for all of you guys. I've been able to do most of these things, including surfing, including I used to live in Surf, at Lucille Monterey. And the world's your oyster. I can't play guitar, but I haven't ever tried. and I'm not an artist.
Maybe you can.
But and I never tried. So, but other than that, all these things. And I've never been rock climbing. But I think my son's going to make
that's a good
system. Yeah, my son's going to
good
make
for
me.
You.
And I'm going to Connecticut this summer, ladies. And I'll be in Philadelphia probably within the next 12 months. So it's, and then I'm going to be going to New York City in October. So there's
awesome.
All that. Yeah, I get around.
Wow. You do. Is that in a capacity where we could see you? Or are you going to be speaking or?
Well, I'm going to Chicago for a four-day weekend, and Connecticut, I'm going for a business conference, so I can actually do a talk while I'm there. And
wow.
I can probably arrange for that. I'm going to be near Mystic.
Oh my gosh!
Where that's at.
Yeah.
Yep, I've been there.
Many times.
Yeah.
We went there on our honeymoon.
It's Philadelphia and New York City, it's in conjunction with the media stuff, you know, like where you do things with the media. So it's like that kind of thing.
Oh, that's great. Good for you.
All right, so that's that. Now, out of the people I'm talking to here, and Michelle, we've had about a dozen people sign up. So there's three people on the call. Usually we get well over 50%. So I'm worried that maybe some of the emails didn't get out or something or whatever. And if we have to repeat this call, you know, we can Monday or Tuesday or something. But whatever needs to happen is going to happen. But anyway, so there should be more people on the call. How many of you guys have seen the webinars, either Fibro Pain is a Pain or the Fibro Cleanse? You guys just yell it out.
No.
I have not.
I haven't.
Okay.
I have not.
All right.
No. Sorry.
Has anybody seen it?
No.
All right. No. That just tells me what I have to explain. That's all. Okay. So have you guys, and you may not have read my book, Freedom from Fibromyalgia, you probably just Has anybody read my book?
I'm about halfway through it right now. This is Michelle.
Okay.
I'm halfway as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm probably not halfway, but I'm getting into it.
Well, the Healing Cleanse is now renamed the Fibro Cleanse, or the Easy Cleanse, if I'm talking to people who aren't doing fibromyalgia stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm not going to be down for another hour, honey. Why don't you go? Can you go do something? What? What? I don't know what she said, but go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry, ladies.
It's okay.
That's a result of my recovery from fibromyalgia as I got pregnant at 41 and after 8 years of marriage. Yeah, and he's eight years old, and he's awesome, and he's on spring break this week, and so there's that.
Say no more. Yeah. No further explanation needed.
Little voice in the background. And I told him, you can come in if you need to. And then he thought I was on video, so he's like smiling at the screen and like, no, we're not on video today.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. He probably asked if he could set the house on fire, and I said yes. Whatever he asked, I said yes to. He had me under a barrel. Like, I gotta get to work. Anyway, so
smoke, just
I'll let you guys know. Anyway, so it is what it is. So I'm gonna give you some background about the Fibro Cleanse, the Healing Cleanse, or the Easy Cleanse. It's got three different names, it's basically the same thing. So what got me out of bed? So there's two phases to the freedom from fibromyalgia. There's the first phase, which I call the healing quantum leap or the fibro quantum leap. And the second phase is complete health restoration. So the first phase is just to get you starting to feel better so you can do all the other things you need to do to completely recover. And so we can focus a little bit on food. We can focus a little bit on sleep and exercise. But what does the majority of the work at this beginning phase is the supplements. And that's really important because the supplements do something pretty unique that I have not found when this was my full-time job, helping people recover from fibromyalgia. So anything comes across my screen or on the internet or searches like that about people saying they've recovered from fibromyalgia, if they're doing anything, I want to know all about it because not everything works for everybody all the time, and I'm really committed not to just my way, but for people to get recovered completely. Like, if you get recovered a completely different way, I want to know about it because that can help some of the people that maybe fall through the cracks with this program, which actually are very few, but some people do because nothing works for everybody all the time. So, but for the most part, most people see an improvement within a month doing this. So there's like the vast majority of the people, even the most sensitive of the sensitive, will see an improvement. Just so that you can be rest assured, you're probably with the majority of the people, even though people with fibromyalgia are the exceptions and the most sensitive and having the weird reactions. Does that sound familiar to you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Terribly
familiar.
Yeah, I know.
Ask me how I know, right?
Yeah, really. I know. I know.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, even to this day, if I get stung by a bee, I have the weirdest reaction. I don't even swell up. It's like somebody gives me a hit of acid, LSD or something. I mean, I go on a magical mystery tour. It is super weird, super crazy. And I just got to sit still and ride through it, you know?
Oh, my
whatever.
God.
I know, it's crazy. Anyway.
That's a new one on me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, people, you know, I've got yeah. red hair and green eyes. I have a lot of recessive genes. You know, I'm just, mm-hmm. you know, just very sensitive.
Yep.
I can't, there's all kinds of soaps I can't put on my skin. There's scents that give me a headache, you know. So.
Yep.
And
same thing. Yep.
The, the more, you know, as the years have gone on and I've recovered, I've been recovered almost 10 years at this point. I'm a lot more resilient, you know, like nothing like throws me into a flare anymore. Like I can ride roller coasters and, which are almost like car wrecks, you know, like with the way they zoom you, like fling you around and stuff. We go every week in the summertime to an amusement park. We ride big roller coasters and all that. I'm fine with that. I do martial arts. I do all kinds of stuff. And my son's principal, she wears this perfume that gives me a headache. But I mean, when I'm near her, I'll smell it. I'll recognize, oh, that's that perfume that I don't like. And then I can just go on with my day, and it doesn't like send me into a migraine where I'm in bed for the rest of the day. Where in the past it would have done that. You know what I mean? So I'm very resilient, and I can eat pretty much anything I want. But I do focus on high quality food. So there's that. So for a time, we will focus on food, but not at the very beginning, not during this 1 month coaching program. We'll focus on the food a little bit, but that doesn't really make the big difference. The big difference is the supplements. And now I'm going to tell you why. So if you look at conventional medicine, they don't know what fibromyalgia is. They suspect it's some sort of problem with the nervous system. And they don't know how it starts. It's idiogenic or whatever. They don't know how it started. They don't know what causes it. They don't, you know, can't predict who's going to get it. And they say it might be genetic. And more women than men get it. And although in my experience, I've met plenty of men who have it. Sometimes it's just labeled something else, like Gulf War syndrome or chronic fatigue or something like that. Women seem to have a lot more pain than the men with it. So that's conventional medicine. And if you look at alternative or holistic type traditions, they'll tell you that people with fibromyalgia have leaky gut. And they'll say they're, you know, have a lot of sensitivities, and they'll say that they're in toxic overload. But what they don't have is a lot of solutions. Or the solutions they have are too extreme or too complicated or too much. Like they're just too much for anybody. And I was reading in this book one time called Radical Medicine, and she's a chiropractor and a naturopath and a homeopath. Like she's this lady that wrote the book, Louisa Williams. She's actually an incredible healer. And she was lamenting the fact that the people who are the sickest of the sick, and she was talking about people who have fibromyalgia type, they're presenting with those kind of symptoms. She's like, you know, they're in toxic overload. They can't do a detox because it makes them sicker, because their body will release toxins, and then their body can't handle what they have now. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like basically what's going on now in the world with fibromyalgia between conventional and alternative. Alternative is a lot closer to like hitting the nail on the head. It's just they don't have like they don't have all the tools yet. And so the theory is that fibromyalgia is, okay, I'm gonna meet somebody here. Okay, fibromyalgia is toxins and a damaged digestive system. So how do toxins even start with all that? Well, we live in a world that's full of toxins. There's been chemical compounds set loose in the environment that have never been seen before in the history of humankind ever. So they're in our air and our water and our food and in our medicines and, you know, things that are injected into us, things that are put in our teeth, things that our hands touch, clothes we wear, air, you know, the mattresses we sleep on. There's everywhere you go, there's chemical compounds. Now, your major detoxification system in your body is the digestive system. People, the one, like, probably the one blanket statement I can say about people with fibromyalgia is their digestive system is damaged. That's about the only thing I can say for sure. If you have fibromyalgia, you have a damaged digestive system. Now, you might be having regular bowel movements, and you think, what? No, I'm fine. But the symptoms are kind of undeniable. If you have fibromyalgia, you can always trace it back to overload of toxins and damaged digestive system. And you can trace back a lot of chronic illnesses to those two things. It's just in this group that we're in, it shows up as fibromyalgia. It shows up as other things in other groups of people. So that's where the genetics come in. The toxins disrupt metabolic processes, and then it takes advantage of any kind of genetic situation for the ill of the person. Okay, so a regular detox overloads a lot of people's system. I don't know if you've ever been to a chiropractor and tried to do a detox or something like that, where you do like juice fast or you take a drink and you don't eat and all that kind of stuff. Most people with fibromyalgia, it's too much. It gives them this what they call Herxheimer reaction, or like the detox flu, or it's super complicated. And it's the detox flu. It's super complicated and takes a lot of energy to gather ingredients, mix things up. I'm going to mute some. Okay, somebody's muted. Okay, now a lot of that background sounds out. Okay, so then that's one part of it. The other part is the damaged digestive system. Whenever you eat anything, the digestive system, it doesn't have giant holes in it, but it has a more permeable membrane than it should have, and it's probably not absorbing and eliminating and processing things like it should. Your digestive system runs from your mouth to your anus. So if there's any issue with any part of it along the way, you're not going to absorb and process what's coming into your body appropriately, and you can get nutritional deficiencies even if you're eating good things. Also, when it absorbs outside of your intestines, that's leaky gut, and that can cause autoimmune-like reactions. So people have all kinds of sensitivities to all kinds of food. But what it really is that it's not necessarily you're going to be sensitive to those and allergic to those their whole lives. It's their digestive system's damaged. They're having reactions to these now. Okay, Deidre, if you want to talk, just put *2 to raise your hand. Well, see, that didn't do that. All right. I had to mute you too, Karen. Michelle, you're the only quiet one. what we want to do is get rid of the toxins gently and at the same time heal the gut or jumpstart the process of healing gut. The healing of the gut is a long, slow process, but it can be jumpstarted and you can feel better and better and better along the way. So let me talk a little bit about detoxification. We use a supplement called zeolite. It's actually a volcanic rock that has been used for detoxification purposes in industry and agricultural for decades. It has the FDA's designation as generally regarded as safe, GRAS, and it's a very safe thing. What it is, it's ground down really small. So it absorbs, when you take it as a supplement, it absorbs outside of your digestive system into your circulatory and lymphatic system. So it goes everywhere your blood goes, basically. And it attracts toxins like a magnet. So things that are really kind of bad for you have a positive electrical charge, like lead, mercury, cadmium, volatile organic compounds, plastics, and even some viruses. The zeolite, which is the geological name, that's not the brand name. The zeolites have a negative charge, which is pretty rare in nature. And they also, that's in nature, that's what they do. They absorb things. So it goes, when it's in the supplement form, it goes around your body like a magnet attracting toxins. And it's, and instead of like some detoxes just loosens the toxins, and then they, and then your digestive system has to filter them out and get rid of them. This doesn't do that. This actually, it's just out of your, it, they absorb back into your tract, and it's out of your urine and feces within 24 hours. And they're loaded up with toxins, and they're out of there. If you guys have any questions along the way, feel free to ask. You can do star 7 or star 2. And if you're calling in by the web, you can click on the thing where it says raise your hand on the white box. It's in a separate browser window. Okay, Karen, hold on. Yes.
So, Leah, I've had a lot of different detoxes, and, you know, would that be similar in, to anything like bentonite clay would do, or chlorophyll, any of?
Yeah. Yeah, so I've done those as well, and that they work in the digestive system. They stay in the digestive system. They don't absorb outside of the digestive system. So this is, most detoxes or most kind of detoxifying efforts work on your digestive system. So they're revving up the organs of elimination. They're revving up the kidneys or the colon or the liver, and sometimes the skin, like when you go to a sauna. And if you're a normal person, that's not too bad. But if you're somebody who's kind of in toxic overload, it's like revving up a broken engine because your digestive system's already damaged. Now you're adding more things to it, process, and that's then people get kind of sick. So in your experience in the past with these detoxes, did you feel like you got like kind of like the detox flu?
Yeah, there was definitely some of that, and there certainly was no long-term improvement from doing it. And I've been told
right.
that they do pull toxins, but then they kind of drop them and
yeah.
they don't eliminate them. So, like
right.
you said, I was just curious to distinguish what the difference was. So good. Thank
yeah,
you.
So this is the game changer. Zeolites are the game changer, but they work kind of slow and subtle on their own. Okay. Now, the therapeutic grade probiotic, the Firm Plus Pro, there's other brands of therapeutic grade probiotics. So if Firm Plus Pro doesn't work out for you, we can find something else for you. Okay. But I always, Firm Plus Pro is my first, second, third, and fourth choice just because it has all, you know, it has everything I'm looking for in this. And that is actually, you know, the probiotic that saved my life. So you see a lot of results really fast with a probiotic alone, but with a probiotic plus the zeolites together, they work synergistically. It's like 1 + 1 = 5. So the Firm Plus Pro goes in and it has colonizing microbes. So it goes in and crowds out the bad guys and reproduces even more of the good guys. And it jumpstarts the healing of the gut. So you'll feel healing of the gut combined with getting rid of that backlog of toxins in a gentle kind of bypass way without putting a lot of stress on the digestive system. That's what works synergistically. This is the game changer. This is what got me out of bed. This is what gets other people out of bed. This is how it gets started. Then when people start feeling a little more energy, start sleeping a little better, start having a little more clarity, then we say, okay, now focus on the food. Now, you know, start taking a walk. Now start building up that spiral of healing. Go, you know, spiral up, spiral up, spiral up. So I'm going to put everybody on unmute. Does what I'm saying so far make sense to you guys?
Yes.
Yes.
I have a question. This is Michelle.
Okay.
So where does – I haven't gotten to the part of the book where you talk about prescription medication, but I think that you mm-hmm. say that you do get to that. But I'm on a lot of medications for pain.
Mm-hmm.
migraines, and I'm supposed to be starting Cymbalta soon. So how does that how is the detoxification like work? Is it able to still work if you're taking like fistfuls of pills like every day to get through?
Yeah. So I totally understand what you're going through. I was actually on 12 prescriptions, 9 of which I took every day. I was fortunately never on Cybalta or Lyrica, but I was on something very similar to Lyrica called Neurontin. Mm-hmm. But I was on a lot of medication. I was on 3 medications just for pain that I took every day.
Mm-hmm.
What I found was that at first, within the first month or so, my pain, all my medications worked better. All the prescriptions worked better because the toxins were coming out. The digestive system was healing. Everything I ingested was utilized better. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah, so then all the underlying issues, like the reason why I, you know, was taking the stuff in the first place, the pain started to go away. The sleeping started to come. You know, the depression just lifted without any intervention. The anxiety started to lift. And I actually did meridian tapping to work on PTSD, which is like anxiety on steroids. And then I got about 3 months in, I noticed that when I took my pain pills, I got loopy. So I didn't even like, I was experiencing less pain, but I didn't realize how much less pain until the pain pills I'd been on for years and my body had become dependent on them. I started feeling loopy on them, which was a new, you know, I didn't need as much, but I couldn't just like stop them, right? So in the appendix, and what I forget which appendix is, but in my book, there's an appendix about how I came off all the drugs. There's the plan that my doctor gave me and what I would encourage you to do. And I'm not saying this just to cover my assets. I really do mean this. Like, go to your medical, the person who prescribed that drug to you, they're supposed to know how to come off that drug. Take that plan to them and say, hey, you know, I'm feeling better. And you don't do this until you feel better either, Michelle.
Right.
You say, I'm feeling better. I think I can start tapering off this medication. What do you think about this plan, or what changes would you make? You know, you could do it like that. So I put that appendix in there as a conversation starter. Now, some people are between a rock and a hard place. Like, what if they have a total jerk for a doctor, and they are just kind of stuck with who they have, and they can't, you know, then they could probably just do it on their own. But I'm not suggesting that. I don't know when you're supposed to be starting Cymbalta, but I'll tell you, it's very difficult to come off of it. Like, as in, it comes in capsules with little grains in it. People have to count out the grain, open up the capsules and count out the grains in order to come off Cymbalta, to wean off of it, because they don't make it in small enough deals to just, like, cut it in half or whatever. So, Dr. Teitelbaum has some choice words about Cymbalta. if you ever listen to his me interview him in the Fibro Summit. So there's that. And you know, if you can wait a couple weeks before you make the decision, I would encourage that.
Okay.
But if you can't, you can't. You know, you just gotta do what's right for you and what's best for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So the zeolites go through your body. They get rid of the toxins. The Firm Plus Pro jumpstarts the healing of the digestive system. The food, which we'll talk about a little bit, that, you know, you're feeding your body healthy, healing food that's nutrient dense. So my top 5 healing foods are chicken broth, preferably homemade, raw sauerkraut, which has a lot of probiotics in it, and it has a high vitamin C. Liver, which you can get in capsules if you don't want to just, like, eat liver. Eggs. You know, the yolk especially, people get really worried about it, but the yolk is what builds the entire bird. It builds its brains, its eyes, its muscles, his bones, everything. Imagine what it can do for you. And then the fifth is either butter or coconut oil, like saturated fat. You need saturated fat for your brain and your nerves and the outer sheath of your nerves and for the lining of your gut. You need all these things. So focus on putting these foods into your body and also, as much as possible, eliminate artificial foods. So artificial sweeteners, artificial fat, artificial colors, artificial preservatives, artificial flavors, artificial ingredients. And Deidre, that's going to be really easy for you because your husband works at Whole Foods, right?
Oh, man, yeah. Yes, so if I find anything, I will let you, anything that works great, I will let you guys know. I do have one quick question about the food in general and the liver. Is it any particular kind of liver? I know you said you can do it in a capsule if you don't want to eat it. But
right, yeah. So you want to get grass-fed or pasture-raised, organic. That's the main thing. Doesn't matter if it's chicken or beef. So
oh great.
The liver I eat day in, day out is from Perfect Supplements Desiccated Liver that I get at RipplesHealthShop.com, which my husband owns RipplesHealthShop.com. I manage it, and it's as a convenience for this community. So anything in that shop, I'm using for myself. My team members use it. My family uses it, and people from my community. But everything in that shop you can buy elsewhere on the Internet except for my CDs. But my meditation CDs, you can only buy that there or at FibroLady.com. But everything, all the supplements, you can buy other places.
Okay.
But it's just a convenience. So I just want to set that up.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And but you can do raw liver. And it's in my book, Freedom from Fibromyalgia, instructions for that. But you got to make sure it's grass-fed beef. And you got to freeze it for 14 days to kill any parasites. And then there's also just adding liver to ground beef recipes.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a little book called Eat to Energize, and it takes that whole idea of adding liver to your diet, and it's just a whole book based on, like, ways you can do that with recipes and instructions, even more in-depth than what's in Freedom from Fibromyalgia.
Okay. Great. Well,
yeah.
I love chicken livers. And the eggs,
good.
Is there any, it doesn't matter how they're cooked or should they be,
generally, it doesn't matter how they're cooked. And optimally, you want butter involved and you want unrefined salt and like Celtic sea salt or Himalayan salt or real salt. And then, most optimally, you want the yolk liquid and the white cooked, so as in fried over easy or soft boiled. But, I mean, if you had them scrambled, that's okay too. You know, just not the white raw. You don't want that.
Okay.
So, in daily life, that's what looks like, fried over easy in butter with salt or soft boiled with some salt. There's no butter then, obviously, that way. And then scrambled with butter and salt. It's like, and you can put them in smoothies. Yeah. But you want organic and you want pasture raised. And if you can find something that's not fed soy, that's optimal. Soy is inflammatory. Soy interferes with hormone production. Soy is
thank
really
you for saying that.
Bad news. Yeah.
Yes.
And
thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot of. I'm sorry to interrupt again. I've gotten a lot. I don't know if anybody else has heard this, but I hear a lot of people saying, "Oh, you want to? Soy is so great." And I always think, I don't know.
Traditional cultures was used in small amounts, and it was organic, obviously, and it was fermented. That was the only way it was used, was fermented. So natto, miso, these are fermented forms of soy.
in Firm Plus Pro, the probiotic,
right.
there's a little bit of yeah. fermented organic soy in there. But then it turns into a superfood. But a little bit. You don't want a lot. You want just a little bit. One of the big things I like about Firm Plus Pro, it's fermented, which means all the ingredients have had their cell walls partially deteriorated so that the inside of the cells are more bioavailable. That's where all the nutrition is. Spirulina is the main ingredient in Firm Plus Pro. It's fermented spirulina, and it's a blue-green algae, and it's a superfood. So if you guys try Firm Plus Pro and it's not working out for you, we find you another probiotic, I would encourage you to take spirulina alongside that just for energy. But it's not going to be the same as the fermented spirulina, just FYI.
Okay.
All right, so now we're going to talk about, are you going to go full detox, are you going to go slow, or are you going to go ultra slow? Okay, so, and if you listen to the recordings from the last group, you guys can also, these recordings will be available, but the recordings from the last group too. So if you're still like trying to figure out what that's going to be for you, you don't have to make a decision right now, but I encourage you to, by the end of this call, make a decision at how you're going to approach this. So I'm going to kind of give you the parameters. So to go full detox, if you have mild to moderate fibromyalgia, you don't have a lot of like allergies or intolerances, and that would be to go full on. Full detox, more than likely, is okay. If you have moderate to severe fibromyalgia, if you have if you have quite a few intolerances to like foods and chemicals, and not to the point where you're multiple chemical sensitivity, not to the point where you're like everything is awful and you got to stay home, but to the point where it's there's a lot of things, there's a couple things you need to avoid, then I say go slow. Now, if you are the person that you have reactions to everything and you have lots and lots of sensitivities and allergies, then we're going to go ultra slow. Now, just at first blush, Deidre, Karen, and Michelle, where do you think you're at on that scale?
I'm going to go full.
Karen, you said slow?
A full detail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Deidre?
I think I'm going to do slow.
Okay. And Michelle?
I think slow. I'm not really sure how I fit into all of categories, I guess.
All right, so I'm going to describe all three, but I just like, and you don't have to be pigeonholed. You can move around, you know, but just seeing where you guys are at. Okay, so the full detox is what eventually everybody's going to work up to. The full detox is taking the zeolite capsules, 2 capsules 3 times a day for 30 days, and at the same time taking 1 teaspoon of the Firm Plus Pro probiotic 3 times a day. So you're taking 2 capsules and 1 teaspoon 3 times a day for 30 days. And that's life-changing, okay? But some people need to work up to the point where they can get to that. So slow would be 1 capsule, once a day for 3 to 5 days of the zeolite. Are you guys writing this down?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then at the same time, you're taking 1/2 teaspoon of Firm Plus Pro once a day for 3 to 5 days. Then you're going to add another capsule. So you're going to take 1 capsule twice a day of zeolite, like 1 in the morning and 1 in the evening, and then 1/2 teaspoon and 1/2 teaspoon and you're going to do that for 3 to 5 days. Then you're going to take one capsule 3 times a day and a half a teaspoon 3 times a day. And then you're going to take two capsules, and then one, and then 1 teaspoon, and then a half a teaspoon, and a half a teaspoon. Do you guys see the pattern? And then
yep.
You're going to take 2 capsules, 1 capsule, 2 capsules, 1 teaspoon, half a teaspoon, 1 teaspoon, and then 2, 2, 2, 1 teaspoon, 1 teaspoon, 1 teaspoon. So that's
okay.
Slow. And then once you get up to taking 2 capsules, 3 times a day, 1 teaspoon, once a day, you're going to do that for 30 days.
Okay.
And
so
then, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was going to say the 30 days after you do this startup, the 30 days starts, you do
that's,
this for 30
yep.
days after that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there a handout?
for a handout?
Down? I can't write that fast. Okay, great. Thank you.
I think I've written that down. I got to check. If I haven't, I will write it. I will write
oh,
it down
thank you so much.
Today before I leave out of here.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about possible side effects because that's going to affect how fast you're moving through this. And then we're also going to talk about ultra slow. Okay, so what you would look out for? The zeolites, the main thing that they, issue that they may cause is a headache. And you got to drink plenty of water, but not just any water. You got to have water with some minerals in it. So you can just take a plain water that's filtered, add some unrefined sea salt to it to just make it taste, it's just a pinch, but you know, if you go to the hospital and they put an IV in you, they put saline solution to you. We have salt in our body. If you drink a bunch of water without any minerals in it, it actually your body gets out of balance with its minerals and it makes you go pee. What you want, everything you drink and eat, really, you want to have plenty of minerals in it. And you still want to be peeing a lot, and the zeolites will make you thirsty and it'll make you pee a lot, and that's normal. Well, hello, we have somebody else on the line. Just hold on a second. The Firm Plus Pro will cause you to have more poop. Well, TMI, right?
Yay.
But it should be comfortable. It should not be diarrhea. It should not be constipation. It should be comfortable, and it should be not like you're not chained to the bathroom. Okay, so real quick, I want to welcome the person from Virginia.
Hello.
Area code 703. Who is this? Hello? Area code 703? Yeah.
Hi, my name is Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Type your name in here. We are, I'm sorry if, I don't know, when you got the email or whatever, we got started at 1:00 Eastern.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to keep going, and I'll kind of wrap up here in a few minutes, like what we've done. But welcome to the call, Laura. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Okay. So side effects. So side effects would be mostly that you're going to pee and poop a lot, but you're not going to be chained to the bathroom. You're going to want to drink plenty of fluids because you want these things to go through you. You want to be flushing out the toxins. The fluids you drink should have minerals. The main side effect with zeolites is a headache. So you want to, if you feel like you have a headache, do half as much what you did the day before and then build back up. So if you were doing six capsules of zeolites and you got a bad headache, the next day only do 3 capsules. So don't just like completely stop it.
Okay.
Just go back a half and then build back up. The Firm Plus Pro, the main thing, main issue people have is they either have diarrhea or constipation. So once again, just go back to half what you were doing and build back up. Diarrhea can clear up really quickly, just on its own by cutting back on the Firm Plus Pro. There's not, you usually don't have to do anything with that. Constipation, there's a supplement called Colon Program at RippleHealthShop.com. That's a good supplement, but also you can go to any health food store and get Cascara Sagrada, which is an herbal treatment for constipation. And it is very, very, very powerful. It works through any IBS. But what you'll find is a lot of times is that the goal is, A, to poop every day at least once. But really, you should have a bowel movement, like optimally, you should have a bowel movement after every meal. You should be having a comfortable, not loose stools, not cramps. You should be having a comfortable bowel movement 3 or 4 times a day, believe it or not. That's healthy. That's like very, very healthy. And I know, that sounds really inconvenient, doesn't it?
No, that sounds great. Speaking of, you know, IBS, oh, that sounds like a dream.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm so sorry to interrupt yet again. What was the name of the supplement for constipation?
There's 2 choices. At Ripple's House Shop, mm-hmm. there's a blend of different things called Colon Program.
Okay.
And its main ingredient is Cascara Sagrada. So Cascara is like mascara, but without the M-A. Mm-hmm. Cascara Sagrada, okay. Which is a mm-hmm. herbal thing. And so you can get either Colon Program or you can go to the health food store and get Cascara Sagrada. And that'll...
Okay.
And that's a lot better than some of the other things that, like Senolis, can cause cramping.
Oh,
and if you
yeah.
do get, and the other thing is, very rarely people get cramping and bloating.
Mm-hmm.
But that does happen. You know, once again, go half of what you did the day before, and then work back up. Now, sometimes, like you know, like none of this works, right? And we got to find something different for you, but. We'll be able to figure it out within the length of this program more than likely. So just, you know, you're going to have this week to try everything out. If you run into a brick wall with this, you can email me, you can text me, you can call me. I mean, I'm on the East Coast, so please remember that. We've got people in other countries and other time zones, so sometimes I got to remind people of that. I go to bed mm-hmm. at 9, so I know it's only 6 o'clock where you're at, but, you know.
Yeah.
And then, so you guys can get a hold of me, especially if you're at the health food store and you're like, they don't have to scar the ground, what can I use? You know, like, or something like that, call me. I want to see you be successful at this. Okay. Now, does anybody have any questions before we talk about ultra slow?
Nope.
Michelle, are you hanging in there?
Yep, I don't have any questions yet.
Okay, all right. So ultra slow, that's for people who are super, super sensitive. They're allergic to everything, multiple chemical sensitivities. They have reactions to everything. And I know because I was on the border of that. And I actually did the slow way myself. The supplements aren't exactly the same as when I went through this, you know, because this was like 10 years ago. But when I look back now, like I'm more kind of a slow way. And I was fine. And these are very gentle supplements too, just FYI. So very slow, ultra slow, what I call ultra slow. Is we're going to take a capsule. Now, the capsules have, there's also a preparation of liquid zeolites, and the capsules have 16 times more zeolites in them than the liquid zeolites. And the liquid zeolites are made for people who need to go super duper slow. So, as an example, one of my customers is the mother of a child who's autistic, and he has just so much toxins and stuff in his body that we got it to 8 drops a day. He was almost having accidents because he was just eliminating this stuff as much as he could. And we had to go back to like 4 drops a day. That's how sensitive he was. Like, and I've had people that they've had some exposures to things in the past. And like one lady, she would take the zeolite and she smelled like gasoline. Like her like it came out of her body. Like, so people have had some very strange and weird exposures in their lives, and you know, and they may not even recall how and why. So it's nothing obviously to be ashamed of. It's just some weird things, you know, that just happens in life.
Yeah. Kind of scary.
Okay, so ultra slow. So we take one capsule of the zeolite, and inside is the powder. And you would mix that powder with 8 ounces of filtered water, and you put it in a jar. And what you do is you take that jar and you shake it up really good, and you take 1 tablespoon out. And that would be your dose, quote unquote, your serving of zeolite. And you would take 1 tablespoon of that mixture once a day for 3 to 5 days, and then you would build up from there. And then taking it twice a day, 1 tablespoon twice a day. And if that is too much, because weird smells, weird feelings, headaches, things like that, you can take 1 drop of that mixture. Or you can take that tablespoon of that mixture and add it to 1 liter of water and drink on that water all day. So there's a lot of ways we can dilute this and mix it up. So we're still in the background getting rid of some of the toxins, just kind of just, the detoxification process with the zeolites kind of goes through the side door and just it doesn't stress the organs of elimination. It just comes through the side door, getting the toxins out in your circulatory system. And the Firm Plus Pro at the same time is healing, is jumpstart the healing of the digestive system. The two together are working synergistically, and if we can just do a little bit at a time, that's still very helpful than not doing any. If you're working on ingesting the 5 foods for healing as best you can, like some people are allergic to eggs, some people are allergic to coconut, some people are allergic to whatever, we can get some of these good foods in. Stop with the artificial foods as best you can, up to your level now. I think, you know, there's going to be some real progress made. So now that you've heard about ultra slow, Michelle, how do you feel?
So I've already started with the zeolite, and I've been, so I kind of see now like where I've been in comparison to what you're talking about, but I started with 1 drop a day and that was fine, and then I increased, and actually today I took a full dropper, or a full, like, you know, with the dropper, like a full.
Oh, are you doing the liquid?
Yeah, I have the liquid.
Okay.
So what would be my goal to work up to since I have the liquid?
Since you have the liquid? So did you get the bonus package in the mail yet? Because a couple of people haven't gotten it yet. Have you gotten it yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so what you're going to want to do is have, your goal would be to have 2 dropperfuls 3 times a day until you get the capsules, and then you can, once you get the capsules, then you can go 1, 1, and 1 on the capsules to start with. You should be able to just bridge right over.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so now is a good time to talk to Laura in Virginia. Area code 703. Hello, Laura.
Yes.
Hey. So how we started out this whole thing was we introduced ourselves, where we're from, and we talked about when we're recovered, what kind of things we'd like to do. And Could you introduce yourself?
Okay, my name is Laura. I live in Virginia. I'm actually at work right now, so I'd rather not talk about stuff. But,
okay. Hey, that's fine. I appreciate you joining us and participate as much as you want, or as much as you can, I should say.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you being here. Okay.
Will there be an archive of the call available that I can listen to later?
I'm going to email out the recording straight away, and then on fibroclass.com, which you have access to, this recording, and you have access to the last groups, all three recordings from the last group.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So, so we talked about slow. We talked about ultra slow. We introduced Laura. Now we're going to go around and we're going to talk about, I want to find out what your biggest takeaway was from this. And then I want a commitment from you. Like, where do you think you're going to start with full detox, slow or ultra slow? Like, make the best decision you can about it now. And also, I want to just hear about what your biggest takeaway is. So let's start with Karen.
So I'm certainly not an expert on detoxing by far, but I have worked with functional, holistic doctors that are treating me for chronic conditions. So I've been on a metal detox. I've been on many different detox. So my takeaway from this is that this sounds very different than what I've been on, and I'm excited about it because I do have, you know, some serious gut issues. So I'm really, really, you know, going to be looking forward to this and probably journaling so that I'm kind of, you know, really paying attention to the effects that it's having. And I'm going to do the full detox and probably going to start Monday. So.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Where I'm at.
Now, do you have the kit? Did you get the bonus kit?
I do have the kit. And Leah, I was going to ask, and I think you mentioned to me on our private call, but could you just let me know or let us know? Will that get us through 30 days? Is that enough for 30 days, or do we need to reorder?
It is enough for 30 days if you just took 1 teaspoon of Firm Plus Pro once a day and 2 capsules of Zeolites once a day. So there's 60 zeolite capsules and 31 teaspoon servings of Firm Plus Pro. So it's not a 30. Usually you need three Firm Plus Pros and 2 bottles of zeolite capsules to do a full 30-day detox. So these are, we sent out full-size samples to try to get you started and see if those are going to work for you. One bottle of each of those is enough to figure out if it's going to work for you. And if it doesn't work for you, we can find other things for you. And we'll know, we'll have an idea like next week or certainly within this call. Excuse me. So there's a kit on Ripple Tile Shop to get. And that would be the kit to get. It's on Ripple Tile Shop.
Okay. Did you send a link to that site at some point?
No, but I can. I'll do that in the follow-up.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Leah.
Yeah. Link Ripple Health Shop. Okay. I'll write that down. Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you guys about what happens after. So after the 30-day detox, then you're on a high maintenance. So you're doing the zeolite and the Firm Plus Pro twice a day, as long as you're seeing results month over month. So that's, for some people, that's like 6 months. Some people, it's like 12 months. Some people, it's 18 months. For me, it was a good year. And And then I could just go down to taking it once a day and then taking it two or three times a day here and there as needed. Like if, like around Christmas time, you know, weird food, being around kind of in stressful situations, I would need more. You know, like, you know, we just had Easter and I had candy. I had Lady Godiva chocolate, actually. So, you know, you hear people like, oh, you're never allowed to eat sugar again. You're never allowed to have this again. Never, you know, all that. Well, you can, you know, within some reason, I mean, I'm paying a little bit of a price, but it's not that big a deal. I'm taking more of the Firm Plus Pro, more of the zeolite, more of some, a couple other things in my toolkit, and I'm feeling fine. I have more resilience, too. I'm 10 years down the line than you guys.
Yeah.
So that's, so you take those for as long as you see results. So it's not a cookie cutter program. It depends on your body and how you feel. And then you just go, but so my goal, my real goal after all this is to get rid of whatever caused me to have fibromyalgia in the first place, which I don't even know if that's possible or what that is. That's my next goal, but to get to the point where I never need this stuff, you know, hopefully I'll get to that sometime. I haven't been able to figure it out, but I'm a very determined person, so we'll see.
Okay. For you.
Thank you. Thank you. Next is Deidre.
Hi. That's Miss Chatty. I think that I originally said I was going to do the slow because I felt like that matched my where I am, my symptoms and things like that. But I don't know. I mean, is there some way to do like in between?
Sure.
Fast and slow. Can I do like a fast paced walk, light jog kind of thing instead of, you know, running on it? yes, because
yeah.
You know. So yeah, so I mean, because I mean my fibro, especially right now, I would say is moderate to severe, and I have sensitivities, not loads of allergies. But I also have an issue. I don't know if anybody else here has this. Medications, anything like that. Just I have a or supplements. I have a really hard time getting them to work on me. You know, on
yeah.
For some reason my system says no. So
yeah.
So I feel like maybe half and half.
Okay. All right. Do you need some help figuring that out, or? I would just take
yes.
half of the full. So I would take one teaspoon or half a teaspoon three times a day of the Firm Plus Pro and one capsule three times a day of the Firm Plus Pro. Do that for 5 days. And if
okay.
you feel bad, go less, right? But if you feel fine after 5 days, then bump up. I would bump up just, you know, taking one or two, one, one, one. Or two and two and one, like, you know, kind of like that, bump it up. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
great.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So, first 5 days and then work my way and just keep bumping it up. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you run into an issue, I mean, we're going to be speaking in a week. So, if you run into any issues with
mm-hmm.
that, maybe not bump it up for the whole week. Like, just keep it at the half for the whole week.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I haven't gotten my samples yet, so.
Okay.
I don't know when I'm starting, but as soon as I get them, I'll start.
Yeah. So, let's see. Today's Wednesday. All the samples should be in everybody's hands by Tuesday of next week because we did have a run on the store. So we did have a couple things going back order, like crap. So. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Unless you live outside of the United States, then it might take a little longer. But
okay.
I don't think anybody on this call is outside of the United States, but there's some people in our group that are outside the U.S. Okay.
Cool.
Michelle, biggest takeaway and how do you think you're going to proceed?
My biggest takeaway
is about the zeolites, because I kind of actually occurred to me last night. I've been taking them for a couple of weeks, but had no idea what they really were. And it's interesting to like learn a little bit about how they actually function in your body. And I'm going to do the full, and I'm just going to continue to work up to the dose that you said, which was the 2 droppers 3 times a day, but I'm not there yet.
Okay. All right. Laura, I know you're at work. Can you comment, or do you still have to be quiet?
Well, I haven't received any of the stuff yet, so I'll have to figure that out.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to look at, if you can hang on 1 second, let me look at your file and see when that went out. You wanna just for a second. Does your last name start with a C?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I have a tracking number. Good sign. Notes. Okay, everything went out. You should be getting it in a couple of days. Hopefully you'll get it by the end of the week. It went out yesterday, or the day before yesterday.
Okay.
We had a tornado here yesterday. So that was one of the things we were doing while the shipping guy was here. And, a tornado warning, I should say. We didn't have any landfall. We had to go down to the basement for a while.
Wow.
Yay!
That's got to increase the stress level.
Yeah. Well, I had changed my mind about going to the grocery store. I was really happy about that because here instead of at the grocery store, that could have been dangerous. So.
Yeah.
All right. So, Laura, do you have a sense of if you're going to go full or slow or ultra slow, or did you not get enough information?
I'm just going to try the full and see what happens.
Okay. All right. And did you hear about, like, I'll be sending, you know what, I'm going to make sure I send out some handouts, like how to decide what to do, like, in general, like, if you're mild to moderate to severe to, like, multiple chemical sensitivities, you know, those three categories, in general, you can kind of place yourself there. And did you have any takeaways, Laura, that you can talk about, or do you have to be quiet? I respect that.
Yeah, no, I like I said, I'd like to listen to the archive, and then I'll see what thoughts I have after that.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, our next call is going to be a week from today at 1 o'clock Eastern, which is 10 o'clock Pacific. And it's, I don't know if that's what time that's going to be London time and Sydney time. I don't know yet, but it's like 3 a.m. on Thursday. So if you're in Sydney, that's harder.
Wow.
So, yeah. I don't think we have anybody in Australia on this group, but we have in the past. Okay, and sometimes we'll get people from, like, I just put London and Sydney down for the time zones, but there's somewhere in between there too. Like, we'll have somebody from South Africa or from India, or, you know, like, somewhere in between, and they know where their time zone is in relation to those things. And that's easier to figure out than where they're at in relation to the New York time zone or Eastern time zone. Okay, so that being said, I really look forward to seeing you guys next week on Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and we'll be sending out emails about that on starting on Monday with the time and the phone connection. So if you don't hear from me on Monday, you know, like Tuesday comes and you haven't heard from me from an email or whatever, email me and let me know. And on all the emails is my email address, leah@thefibrolady.com. That goes directly to me. And then my cell phone number, my direct cell phone number is area code 859-380-9737. And you can text me, you can call me if you need to. Like, you're in the program. I make myself available as much as I can to people. And I just want you to know that I'm here for you, especially if you get stuck and you feel like, I can't move forward. I got to have this question answered, or I got to know this piece of information before I can move forward. I'd rather have you call me than be stuck for 4 days or whatever. So just remember, I'm in Eastern time zone. Like everybody here, I'm in, except for Karen, she's in Chicago area, so, but everybody else is in the Eastern time zone. So. Is that any final questions before we get out of here?
Well, one sort of question just about anything else we should be, while we're doing this detox, anything else we should be avoiding? I mean, obviously, I think we're all on prescription medication. I'm assuming we should be avoiding anything, you said anything artificial, any alcohol, stuff like that?
Well, okay, so alcohol has lots of herbicides and pesticides involved with it. So, you know, if you're drinking California wine, you're getting, it's not, unless it's specifically organic, you're getting lots of exposure to glyphosate, which is like Roundup. It's an herbicide, pesticide. So you want to, you really want to have organic stuff as much as possible and within your budget and your, you know, capabilities of doing that. And you want to work more and more towards that. Personal care products should be as, like, the least amount of chemicals as possible. And, okay. I mean, I've even gotten so far as, like, I don't even use shampoo anymore. I haven't used shampoo in years because when I was so frustrated, I couldn't find anything that didn't have sodium lauryl sulfate in it or some other horrible ingredient, even at Whole Foods, Deidre.
what?
I know. My husband, he uses Dr. Bronner's stuff, and he really likes that. But, I mean, but that didn't work with my hair. So I use baking soda and lemon juice. I'm really super happy with it. But other people aren't going to be happy with that. There's other options now, but I like the baking soda lemon juice routine so much, I've stuck with it. So you just want everything that goes on your skin goes into your system. So, look at the ingredient. Okay. If it's got a chemical name in it, it's probably something that you wouldn't put in your mouth. Don't put it on your skin. Cosmetics, hair products, things like that. But the main thing we want to do is have you start feeling better. So if you're like, if you're in a state of fatigue and you're to the point where all you can do is nuke a bowl of soup, like, I mean, I've been there, right? Where like the most I can do that day, I couldn't take a shower, I couldn't get dressed, none of that. Feeding myself and getting up and going to the bathroom is about all I could manage. And, make sure the soup's organic or from like Wolfgang Puck or something like that, canned soup. I no longer use a microwave, but I'm no longer sick. So some people, they just still need to use a microwave, and that's fine. Do what you can with what you have and work your way up to, when you go to the store, buy the better stuff. The vast majority of the work this month is going to be from the supplement.
Okay.
Getting you guys propped up better.
Great.
Anybody else before we sign off?
Leah, just because of convenience, would it be possible for you to just send the links to the any of the videos that you want us to watch?
Did I mention any videos I wanted you guys to watch?
In the archives, are there some that you want us to kind of...
Oh, the healing cleanse? Yeah, there's a healing getting started on the healing cleanse video. That's in the fibroclass.com, but I can send a link for that too in the email.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
The healing cleanse is what I can't use the word healing. Apparently, that's one of those words like cure you're not allowed to use. So I've changed it to the fibro cleanse or the easy cleanse, depending on who I'm talking to. But
okay.
It's all the same thing. Okay. And so I've got a couple things I'm going to email you guys. I got to get working on that, and we'll get those out today. And then you guys have my contact information. It's on every email. It's my phone number and my email address too. It's on every email I send out. And you guys can contact me directly.
Great.
Everybody feel like you're ready?
Yes. Yes. So ready. So ready.
Awesome.
And thank you for making yourself available to us.
Oh. Yes. Yes. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So with that, I'll see you guys next week. Have a great weekend.
You
thank
too.
You. Same to you.
All right.
Thank
all right.
you.
All right.
Good luck, everybody.
All right. Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.